love him. God chose him for me. I'm going to marry him.
This is how this lady lost her life. So her name is Barbara Tommy, and as at this time, she was a 27-year-old Ghanaian lady living in the United States. So one Sunday morning, she was in church listening to the gospel, and then the prophet while preaching stopped and gave her a direct prophecy. He said to her, she was going to marry a man by the name Sylvester. And what do you know? There's a Sylvester in church, and he's also a pastor. So Sylvester and Barbara began to talk. They get along and they began to go out. But this was against the family's actual advice. Turns out that the prophet who gave the prophecy and Pastor Sylvester are brothers. So there's a likelihood of them doing research on her to know that she actually works in a bank. And she even grew to the point of becoming the assistant managing director in the Navy Credit Union Bank. So she didn't listen, and in 2015, they both got married. But it turns out her husband, Sylvester Ofori, 35 years old, was actually a controlling person. He was a control freak, he had anger issues, and he was overly protective. Matter of fact, even asked his church member to call him prophet and not pastor. So things rolled by quickly, and 5 years had passed. This was in 2020. Barbara was already tired of everything, and she filed for a divorce. She moved out of the house when he was not around and moved back to her family and her brother's place. Sylvester, on realizing that he was going to lose everything, could not take it anymore. So he went to visit one day, and things got really heated, and he made a statement about unaliving Barbara. He made a threat to her brother in the presence of a recording camera, and he knew a camera was recording. This video was now uploaded on Facebook. Here's the video.
Can I promise you something? Promise me. If I don't kill your sister, then me, I am sick. You got the video, right?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, call the cops.
Now that the video was online and the whole world knew what he had said, I don't know who he was trying to prove something to, but whatever he said, he actually did it. Exactly 2 days after, it was a bright morning and Barbara had just arrived at work. As she got off the car lot and tried to enter the office, she met her husband just right in front of the premises. He pulled out a gun, and in front of the customers and her colleague, he put 7 bullets in Barbara. This was happening while under CCTV coverage. I can't show the video here because of community guidelines, but you can find the video online. This was right in front of Navy Credit Union Bank, and after the shooting, he fled the scene. Police then went to get an arrest warrant and went to his apartment building to pick him up from there. And this whole story blows up in Ghana. Every TV station, every radio station was about this story. They brought the lady's family, they brought the lady's friends, and they narrated all that she went through. Finally, the judge delivered the ruling that he was going to serve life imprisonment. Some people thought she have something worse than life imprisonment, because this was uncalled for. What do you think, guys?